Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today I have a guest that's been on my show almost the entire time I've been doing the show. She's the only person I know, actually, who's been doing the news longer than I have online. Very well-respected journalist. She's also the editor of IntrepidReport.com. There's a live link right here for you to click through and support her work as we continue to dwindle in real, honest voices with real news out there. We truly do need your support. So I'm happy to have Bev Conover with me today. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Maria. I'm glad to be with you.
What another year we have survived.
Oh, God.
Bev, when did you start putting your work out online? What year was it? Do you remember?
1998, September 5th.
September 5th, 1998. So you were ahead of me. I joined in July of 2000. At the time when I thought the stolen election was going to be the biggest story I would ever cover.
Oh, what's going on now? It's just, and I'm not the only one. I get ideas to write something. Then in the morning when I get up, I go look at the computer and I see what Trump has come out with then. So.
Oh, God, I know. Every morning
and
it's...
I'm not the only one. Michael Winship is having the same problem.
Well, I do too.
Missy Beatty's having the same problem.
Uh-huh. I do too. I get up every morning and I check my my Apple News feed. And the first thing I say is, what did he do last night?
Oh, I look at his Twitter.
Well, I see. I comment on his Twitter, even though I don't follow him. And they're not very pleasant comments, but I'm careful not to get, you know, not to get arrested. But yesterday yesterday I found out that that Facebook lists my website as dangerous. That's how my website shows
up. Oh, God, I'm on a whole bunch of lists.
Dangerous, after I got three 30-day bans in a row.
That one that horrible site that the Washington Post put up, what's it called? Up something or other. I'm listed on there as either a Russian agent, a dupe, or an asset.
Right. You know, I've been accused of that since I started my show, and I just tell people, I'll show you my bank account. That'll immediately crash that idea. But I've been accused of being an Israeli spy, FBI, this, that, the other thing. So we live in an upside-down world where true patriots are demonized and the demons are patriotized.
Oh, we are in such a mess. This government shutdown of his. Finally, last night, one of them, or actually it was this morning, Craig, what's his name on MSNBC, finally pointed out that it's not just the 800,000 government workers who are getting destroyed. It's all the other peripheral businesses and the ones who have contracts and that with the government. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Trump is not just self-destructing, if there's anything to self-destruct there. He's destroying the whole country.
Right. Well, I think it was Bob Woodward that said it best. He said that Trump has succeeded in destabilizing the entire country.
Oh, my God. It is a mess.
I know. And then you see nothing but, you know, hatred being whipped up amongst the people, like they're pushing us for a civil or a race war.
You know, if Pelosi and that horrible McConnell had any goddamn, excuse my French, sense, they would pass a bill. If he rejected, he wouldn't sign it, he vetoed it, they would override it. They could have done this a couple days after the shutdown.
Well, Mitch McConnell doesn't want to do it. So, you know, I guess he's another one that needs to be investigated for his ties to Russia.
But, you know, the corporate media is hardly touching that aspect of it. In the last few days, there's been a couple of mentions of it. I was watching Rachel last night, and she starts off with, I don't know how this is going to end. I don't know how this is going to end. And I forget which guest she had. And then she finally brought up the veto override.
Right.
Most Americans apparently don't even realize that thing exists.
Right. Absolutely. But McConnell's not going to keep siding with Trump. So, you know, these people all make themselves look more and more guilty as the days pass.
What are they going to have left if this continues?
Not much. I mean, today I saw the FBI is complaining they're not there on foods, you know, going to food banks, the FBI, the Coast Guard, one of the big admirals at the Coast Guard said this is a shame. The truth of the matter is, Bev, if we were to have another attack like 9/11 right now, we are totally screwed.
Well, I don't know who's going to attack us. We attack ourselves. So, I mean, that's another issue.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That is so for sure. But I did read that I think it was tomorrow, I think Wednesday, the people that are all laid off are supposed to be out in a mass protest.
It's about time they take to the street.
It took them, what, 31 days?
Are you aware that the Office of Personnel Management sent out a letter, email, whatever, however they did it, to the government workers that if they just take off, that they could possibly be penalized for this or even fired?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, they either show up for
slavery. But you don't see that
slavery.
In headlines.
Right. Well, but, you know, you do see the posts on social media by the individuals, but you don't see the news covering any of this. You know, I just got to see, and I know better late than never, Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 11/9. And the way he takes on the media, I certainly couldn't argue with what he had to say in that movie. You know, they just looked at Trump when he was running for office as great ratings. No one had any idea he would win, but they're still enjoying the ratings that this guy is giving them every single day.
That's because the people who own the media are the corporations.
Right. But,
well,
you know,
down
they,
to, if
six.
Six owners now of the major media.
Right, right. So, you know, when you look at that, to me, if they were really doing their job, they wouldn't cover him every minute of the day. It's like he has sucked all the oxygen out of the air.
I don't know.
You know, it's just...
It's such a mess.
I've never seen anything like it. And you and I are, you know, similar. I'm going to assume we're similar in age. We've been doing this forever. But I've never seen anything like this, even with some of the other really crappy presidents we've had. And to me, it just seems like, you know, there's just not enough pressure being put. You know, everybody's talking impeachment. This man needs to resign. How many times does he have to prove he's unfit for the job?
I saw an article in Rolling Stone last night pointing out that the members of Congress, as he put it, are not terribly bright. This had to do with going after Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand what she's doing. They're not smart. They're just doing whatever the people who finance them want.
Right. Well, they do see a lot of these women, from Alexandra to Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib. They see them as a huge threat. Especially since they won't get on the Israeli bandwagon in Congress.
Well, I don't know where she's going with that. Nobody, you know that, nobody exists unless they love Israel.
Right.
Look what they did to Cynthia McKinney.
Absolutely.
But Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as she's being called now, wants to go back to what we had in taxes pre-Reagan. So anything over $10 million would get taxed at 70%. What's wrong with that? The country was flourishing. We had a decent middle class. one wage earner was enough.
Right.
Oh, Ben Stein said this is what Hitler did.
Well, you can see how threatened the establishment is by her because they're constantly attacking her. They never attack Trump.
Well, I think it's a whole combination of things.
Right.
All people have heard all of their lives how terrible socialism is. Well, democratic socialism is not terrible.
Right.
And it's, you can still become a millionaire. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to stop you.
Right.
But it's going to be fairer. Is something wrong with that?
Well, nobody seems to mind democratic socialism when the snow plows are coming down their street.
Right.
When firemen show up to put out their fires. And look, you know, I'm very excited over the young blood and the new faces in Congress because, listen, you and I have covered many times the one-party system. It's a one-party for the establishment, by the establishment, for the rich.
Oh, yeah, one party and two wings.
Exactly. So now we actually have some young blood in there. And I like the fact that if they don't, but, you know, I think about, as you said, you know, we could make a list. Dennis Kucinich, Cynthia McKinney, Paul Wellstone, the list goes on and on. But this time, I don't know, maybe I have more hope because they're women and we are more durable in the long term. Otherwise, you and I would have quit what we do a long time ago.
Well, another thing that has been done over the past 40 or more years is they have been dumbing people down. I mean, they don't teach hardly civic in schools anymore.
Mm-hmm.
History, even though school history was a disaster, but that's another issue, but they don't teach that.
Right.
People don't know which end is up. They don't even know geography.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a little video online where I think it was about three or four people they were asking, gave them a pointer, and asked them to point at different countries around the world. They couldn't do it.
Well, we have a president who doesn't know that there's no wall in San Antonio.
We have a president who is not just ignorant. The man is stupid, and you cannot fix stupid.
Right.
Ignorant, yes, you can learn. He cannot learn.
Well, and you look at, you know, I'm sure you follow social media. You look at how, I don't know if you want to call them ignorant, willfully ignorant, stupid, hateful. I mean, the list goes on and on. And what I noticed is since Facebook stripped sites like yours, sites like mine, sites like the news, the other news outlets that I trust off of it, there is no news on it anymore. All there are mental triggers to get people excited about issues that don't matter, keep fighting with each other, whip up the black and white, the straight versus the gay, the you name it, okay?
Tell me about it. Facebook has become a disaster. People I used to communicate with all the time, I hardly see them anymore. Twitter's not much better. I mean, they're coming after us every way they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurting us. Meanwhile, every day, I don't know if your mailbox fills up with it, all I keep doing is getting pitches for money for supposedly Democratic groups.
Right.
What are they doing with all this money?
Right. So this is what I'm saying. They have so much money. Why do they keep bleeding people? And like you, I get the same thing. I have to delete no less than 20 emails a day. I feel like we're in a constant election cycle.
Oh, I get more than I must get about 100.
Well, lucky you. Well, some days it's like nothing but trash in my email. But
same thing with these petitions. I'm sorry, I will not sign those petitions because now you're giving the other side more ammo as to who you are,
right,
etc. I try to keep a low profile that way.
Well, even those seemingly harmless games and personality tests and whatnot that they throw around on social media, people don't realize that's just building more data for their database on you.
Right.
But, you know, look, we, you and I have tried to warn people about the surveillance state for 20 years and longer. And here it is, and people willfully are giving their information away. What really...
Well, John Whitehead writes brilliantly about that every week.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's sinking in. And that's funny because he's basically more a libertarian, isn't he, the Rutherford Institute?
All right. But you know what? You can't educate people. It's like they're willfully ignorant. They just want to stay, I'm right, I know what I know, Fox News told me so, so this must be true.
But this is the fault of destroying the educational system. And that Betsy DeVos is really at it with her damn charter schools and stuff. Oh, God, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, we still have teacher strikes continuing to go on throughout the country. You know, Michael Moore's movie covered the teacher strikes pretty good.
But where is it getting publicized by the corporate media?
It isn't. It isn't. They don't cover any strikes.
Where's the Mayor Morris in Mexico where they all walked off the job at the auto plants?
Exactly. They're barely even touching.
Have you seen that in the...
Oh, no, of course not.
Any of the network?
Of course not, but I have that story for my show because it's now affecting American automakers. They can't get the parts because of the strike in Mexico. You know, you look at the Yellow Vest movement in France. Look at the protest in the Sudan. Where is all that being covered?
Publicity in this country are the Yellow Vests in France getting, not.
Right. But here, you know, everybody wants to have, I call it the one story a day. I don't know if you notice it. But when I am watching TV news, it's only one story and they're going to beat it to death. Every hour after hour.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter
who
the host is. It's going to start with the same story, and it's going to stay in the same
place.
Over
and over and over. And the important stuff is not being reported at all. I mean, it's like the damn wall. That wall would be a biodiversity disaster.
Right.
It will kill the towns and cities along the border that have been going back and forth for what? Hundreds of years and kill their economies. It's going to steal land from people. And some of those people would wind up on the Mexican side of the border with their houses. But that doesn't get reported.
Right. Or the
and
fact.
And even if Bozo got his money, his five, what does he want now? $5.7 billion.
Right.
For his wall. That will be in the courts for 20 years.
Easily, but you know, listen, he has to appeal to his base of minions. I mean, I don't understand. I could understand, Bev, people falling for his crap that, you know, didn't grow up in New York alongside him when he ran for office. I don't understand anyone still supporting him at this point.
Well, apparently those of us who are New Yorkers or lived close to New York at the time and are aware of his nonsense. But the rest of the country wasn't. And the media did nothing about that. I mean, first of all, I don't believe he's even a billionaire. And I think if this whole Russia thing comes down, which I've been puzzling over that, of what Putin thinks he could do with a guy of like Trump, what? I think it's going to be money laundering.
Oh, absolutely. You know, years ago, I watched two Dutch documentaries on Trump's money laundering and business dealings with Russia. Since then, YouTube has deleted them. But I knew it all along. And I mean, they mentioned all the names that we're first hearing now, like Felix Sater and all the rest. But, you know, look, a lot of people I used to respect are still defending Trump. And I don't understand how any of the real journalists that were out there 15, 20, 30 years ago have fallen for this and are still defending him.
It's money. They're afraid of losing their jobs, I can tell you about that.
Hmm.
So they go along with it, which is awful, but, you know, there it is.
Right. Well, what do you think about this fracas over the State of the Union address?
First of all, Pelosi controls the House. And if she doesn't want him there, she can keep him out.
Right. Well, people are saying, you know, her answer is, you know, with everybody laid off, they can't have security there. I saw an article this morning before the show saying that the, you know, that situation like that TV show Designated Survivor could very easily happen since everybody's unpaid and off work. Although I will tell you this, most people I know that watch that show prayed that that would happen.
No comment,
but you know what? I was in a doctor's office in Scottsdale when that show was first going. It was maybe 3-4 episodes in, and I overheard this woman and her husband talking about the show. So I put my 2 cents in, and let me tell you, it got quite the conversation going in the doctor's office. But I think, you know, smart people know that Congress hasn't worked for us in a long time, both parties.
No, they don't even listen to us.
Right, they just don't care. You know, we've had taxation without representation for decades.
Oh, yeah. I can remember you go up to a member of Congress or even a local town council member, and you bring up a subject, and they would go, "Well, you don't understand." And, you know, I was sitting there and say, "Yeah, I do understand."
Right.
Oh.
Right, well, and then they proceeded to go from that to getting you arrested for asking a question to taking no questions. And then you had the congressman this week who yelled at another member of Congress and told him to go back to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, this is that.
So now we have open racism of the super white Senate, okay, that doesn't, what do the Senate represent? What percent of Americans do they represent? Rich old white men, who do they represent? So, I mean, when you look at how our politics, even though it's never been good, how it's been debased and in your face, I've never seen, he has turned us into the Jerry Springer Show without question of a doubt. And, you know, when I say this is all on Trump, whether it's those Covington kids with their MAGA hats, whether it's, you know, some kid beating up a black person, whether it's those white boys with tiki torches, this is all on Trump because he's normalized it and given his tacit approval.
What's his name? Josh Wall? Are you familiar with him? Crazy Josh Wall?
No, I'm not.
Oh, he's a right-wing troublemaker. He's a young guy. He's in his 20s. He comes out with, I think it was on Twitter where I ran across this one, that Kamala Harris, we're starting a new birther movement. She can't be president because her parents weren't born in this country.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I saw that too, but I didn't pay attention to his name. Well, I mean, I guess if you're black, you're automatically not an American citizen.
Well,
to
her mother
these
was
people.
Born in India, and her father was born in Jamaica. So.
Well, but so what? She was born here. So what?
I don't know. I mean, this is the stuff that they feed people.
I mean, when you know when the presidential race was
fear,
on,
you know,
gotta
keep cranking up the fear.
Well. Big fear of anybody that's not white and a bigger fear of women, okay? Because you look at how they're trying to kill women's rights, you know, whether it's the anti-abortion protest that those moronic kids were attending, all the way to, you know, although I did see Ohio ruled the fetal heartbeat law unconstitutional this morning. So, you know.
But you can't trust this court with what he's. Two he's put on it.
Well, look what they just did about the transgenders in the military.
You look. Oh.
I know. And I mean, here we have a president who faked bone spurs to get out of serving his country. And here you got the transgenders who are heroes who've defended our country. I think there's over 11,000
in there. Let's correct that one.
What?
Those poor people who go and join up the military. They are not defending our country. They are defending the corporation.
Oh, okay. You know what I meant, though. I know that, too.
I mean, when we look around the world, where did Afghanistan ever attack us? Where did Iraq ever attack us? Where has Russia ever attacked us? In Libya and Yemen.
Iran.
And go on and on. Vietnam. Where have these people ever attacked us?
They haven't. It's always been bankers' wars. Every war is a bankers' war.
And yet your corporate media goes on about our heroes who are fighting for our freedom.
Right.
No, they're not.
What
they're
freedom?
They're fighting for the corporations, and they probably don't even realize it.
Well, that's the truth, and I know that a lot of them, especially after 9/11, I remember a lot of people who bought the hype right away. Oh, we're going to go.
And they ran and joined up.
Right, they joined up. They believed what they were going in for, okay? And I can't critique them or any more than the guys who fought World War One or World War Two. They were all based on lies. But when you have a president who's a draft dodger and a traitor, and I'm sure you saw the stories that the doctor's daughter finally admitted that, you know, they fudged his bone spurs to keep him out, which has been going on, you know, since the beginning of time in this country, where the rich pay their way out of service. I think what he did as far as the transgenders is definitely because of the two morons he put on the Supreme Court. You know, the locker room talk boys, you know, the I like beer boys. You know, and you see that smirking white privileged smile from Kavanaugh's face to Trump's face to pretty much all the rest of them.
Well, Kavanaugh should not be on the court, that's for sure. But there he is. How about when Fox News the other day put up a graphic that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died?
Right. And then they apologized. What were they trying to do?
Oh, God, I hope she can make it at least until 2021.
Or at least till we got Trump and Pence out. You know, people, you know, they think that Pence would be better than Trump, but Pence is even just as bad and worse. Right. Right. And people forget that it was Paul Manafort that picked Mike Pence.
Oh.
So, you mean, this is the biggest cabal of criminals, open criminals in our faces that don't even respect or even know anything about the Constitution. That I've ever seen. I thought George W. Bush was going to be the worst president I'd ever covered.
I know. But look at the mess he started. So, I mean, you know, there we are.
All right.
And Obama didn't get rid of the mess.
No,
he went along with it. He sent more troops and whatnot. And about Yemen, he was part of that.
Exactly. And then you look at Trump.
Libya, don't forget Libya.
What'd you think about
Hillary? We right. came, we saw... And we killed, what was it, we killed him?
Right.
I mean, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
No.
I know. And now you have, you know, Trump announcing that, you know, we've totally defeated ISIS.
We are financing ISIS. We are supplying them with arms. But we don't tell the American people that.
No, of course
not. Right now, the ones who have some sense left in the... journalism, I'd say that loosely, field, are saying they should, Congress should be doing impeachment hearings, and then when Mueller's report finally comes out, if there's enough in there, I mean, the guy has already done impeachable offenses, there's no doubt about it.
What are we
waiting for?
I feel the same way. It's like every day he breaks another law. And this was the guy who was going to be the law and order president. Remember that?
Oh, God.
All right. Law and disorder is more like it. But
all he has been doing is letting his minions dismantle the government, the clean water, the civil rights, your food. I mean, you name it.
Right.
Clean air. All of that stuff they have been dismantling.
Right.
It's okay to put more mercury in the air. That's fine. And then, of course, the oil and gas, which is destroying the planet.
Right.
Oh.
The coal ash going into our rivers. I mean, people just don't want to pay attention. And, you know, even when he says he wants this $5.7 billion for his monument to white supremacy... He's already cost, this shutdown's already cost over that.
Oh, yeah.
And to the private sector, they're talking $200 million a day.
Oh, yeah.
So now
and
he's going to create a recession. And he'll
effects from this mess.
Exactly. So it'll be the same typical recession and economic crash that we have every time a Republican is in office.
I don't know.
You know, but how did you like Mike Pence comparing Donald Trump to Martin Luther King?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I know, that was disgraceful.
His side.
But again, Martin Luther King Day is not a day of service. Let's point out what the man did, what the man said. I mean, his courage was just... I don't think we have anybody like him anymore.
Right. Exactly. And I think it was one of Martin Luther King's son said, he was livid at Pence comparing Trump to his father. And he said, my father didn't build walls, he built bridges.
Exactly. He hated walls. He was not a capitalist. He pointed out that capitalism is killing us. But we know we don't bring that up.
No, of course
not. Well, it's like the history they teach in school. It's all whitewashed. But let's bring it up.
Exactly. Well, talk about whitewash. I was following how they're trying, after they hired the same PR firm that Bush and company have used, all of a sudden those boys from Covington School, that whole story's getting whitewashed by the white host on white mainstream media. And the whole story's changing. And this is what they do. And this goes on and on. You know, they play us for suckers. They create more distraction from the shutdown and Trump's illegalities and get everybody all excited about that, fighting against each other. And today they're busy whitewashing it. And I listened to the kid's interview, and it was as scripted as could be. I could see he wasn't smart enough. He was paying so much attention to try to repeat word for word what he was told to say. So the whitewashing begins, like they whitewashed Kavanaugh and totally disregarded Christine Ford. And the way they whitewashed Trump with all his evil, you know, locker room talk. But when Tashida Tlaib called him a motherfucker, which he is, they demonized her. So, you know, there's two sets of rules, not just for the rich versus the poor, but the white against the black, men against women.
Well, then that's not just white against black. It's white against any color that isn't white.
Right.
But the blacks, unfortunately, I guess, take the worst brunt of it.
Exactly.
I don't know if you follow Margaret Kimberly. She writes some great stuff.
Uh-huh.
I love that woman. But then they would call her an angry black woman, which is great.
Right. Well, they try to do the same with Alice Walker. So it's like you can't win. Bev, hold on. Let's take a short break. Bev and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Monica Sepulveda of Wake Up with Maria and Monica. You can hear us every second Tuesday of the month. We offer you solutions and tools to help raise your own vibratory frequency. And as we stay in this light of love, we shift ourselves and the planet shifts by itself. No reason to react to the negativity that's going on this planet when we're all so powerful. So why not use it every morning when you wake up? Actually, I'm doing this promotion for selfish reasons. I just got to tell you that Maria is probably the best. No, I know. She's the best intuitive reader I have ever met in my life, and she's underpaid. I mean, check out her prices and check out mine. There's differences. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm a medium. I contact people who've passed on. But this woman is incredibly accurate with her predictions. I've never met anybody so gifted. She's so wonderful as a friend, and I'm humbled to be on her show. Thank you so much, Maria. Sorry I had to plug you here, but I just have to brag about you. You're that good. Take care, everyone, and make it a great day. Bye.
Hi, this is Maria. I don't often get to talk directly to the listeners here on the Gary Null Network, but I felt like doing that today. I know a lot of you really enjoy my show, but you might not know that I do 4 shows a week over at my website, maria.net. So if you're loving the show you get to hear on Sunday, come on over to my site and subscribe, because I've got hundreds of hours of great shows on pretty much every topic in the universe. And that, again, is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And now we can get back to this excellent show. Thanks. Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with Bev Conover, the editor of intrepidreport.com. There's a link here. You hear me talk about the stories she puts out on my show, on my news shows. I always include a link. There are very few real sites anymore that you can actually look at. So and support. I mean, it's sad to me, Bev, that, you know, over the past 20 years, I saw so many people start up. They were great podcasts. They were fearless people. They were great news sites. And I've watched them all one by one just give up.
Well, the money coming in has not been great these past few years. I guess I'm going to have to make a stronger pitch for some help, especially since I got to replace this computer. This is what annoys me, though, when I keep getting all these doggone political pitches every day. My inbox fills up with them for money.
Right.
That's hurting all of us.
Exactly. And these are the people that have plenty of money. I look at what they've raised for these elections. First of all, they're shocking figures.
Obscene.
Yeah, even Beto O'Rourke. I mean, look at what he managed to raise, and yet they're still, give us a dollar, give us $5. Our vote doesn't matter. Why would we give them money when our votes are not counted, while the Electoral College is still in place, while Citizens United is still in place?
Well, hope springs eternal, right?
Not for me. It's like, you know, look, I've talked about the fact, I learned in high school that our vote doesn't matter. And I remember telling my teacher when she told us about, because as you said, we had civics classes, and she described the Electoral College. I remember saying to her, then what's the point in voting?
Well, the Electoral College is more than past time for it to go.
Well, there's a lot that's got to go.
Don't count on Nancy for doing away with that one.
Oh, no.
They're going to screw up Medicare for all. I don't know. I feel for people. I really do. And I wish I had enough wherewithal to help some of them.
Exactly. Well, people don't realize, you know, people like you, people like me, people like, you know, some of the other co-hosts I have, you know, we're in it just like everybody else. We're paying the same bills. We're going through the same struggle. You know, it's not like we're rolling in dough. We don't have, you know, Rachel Maddow's budget. And I'm not knocking her
in
particular.
Well, she gets paid how many millions of dollars a year?
Exactly. And you know, she's limited to what she can say because of that. We're not.
Well, if she wants to keep her job, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, even when people have favorites out there, even your favorite comedian, you know, so many people liked Bill Maher. But as soon as somebody in the audience brought up 9/11, he ridiculed them.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know, you know, these people are also corporate paid, so they're censored. There's things they can never talk about. And to me, I don't respect anybody unless they can talk about it all.
Well, what people need to learn to do is question everything. That's another thing, you know, they're making a mess today in Venezuela. They want to overthrow Maduro.
Right.
Well, Venezuela is in such a damn mess because of the sanctions we put on them.
Of course, I said from the beginning.
But people don't realize that.
All right, it's economic warfare, and I've said that from the beginning. The U.S.'s fingers are all over Venezuela, and people argued with me because they truly want to believe the myth of America, that we are the friend to everybody on the planet.
Oh, no, we are the rogue nation.
Now, what did you think when Trump called for a military coup on Venezuela? That's a story I didn't see on mainstream media.
Oh, no, we don't touch that.
I mean, if ever there's a place we need a military coup, it's here in the United States right now.
You know, I have a South American friend who on all the issues except Venezuela is one of us. And the reason she is not for Maduro is because the Venezuelans she is talking to are the affluent ones who have come here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she and I go around on this all the time. I mean, Chavez was not evil. He did a lot for his people.
Right.
And now Maduro, then we put the sanctions on, just like we did with Cuba when the because Cuba was getting help from the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union fell, that was the end of their help, which put their people in a horrible mess. But, you know, these are the things people don't think about.
Of course not. They don't sit down and read a book like Economic Hitman. You know, they won't listen to that show.
Everything.
Listen, my father taught me that from when I was a little girl.
I'm not trying to mess with people's minds. I want them to think. The stuff I publish, you don't have to agree with it, but just think about it.
Exactly.
And ask questions.
Well, you know.
Oh, did you see the one where Trump the other day with the big snowstorm? Again, about, we need some global warming now?
Yeah, he's a moron.
I mean.
Yeah, he's such a total moron. I want to make mention of this. You know, one of my cousins, even though he's Italian, he spends 6 months every year in Venezuela. And what he does is he tries to get in as much supplies on the QT as he can to help the people there. And he usually comes to the United States once a year to get those supplies and figure out how to get them to Venezuela, to the actual people there. But he couldn't make it this trip because he got malaria, which is going a bit rampant in Venezuela. So, you know, Americans have no idea because, most Americans don't know anything about America, let alone what's going on outside the country.
You know, that is so true. That is so true.
You know, you look at Yemen, look at the disease that we brought there. Look how we've starved the people there. You know, nobody wants to talk about that. UN peacekeepers doing anything but keeping the peace. But we've always had blinders on. You know, we only have to worry about speaking English and what goes on in America. But now
and we're exceptional.
We're exceptional. Okay, we're number one. All right.
Yeah.
Nixon. I thought Nixon was the one. But you look at that, and it really is very sad to see what's happening in this country. And the other thing is, and I'm sure you hear it a lot, Bev, where people all say they're afraid of the Trump fans. What happens when Trump goes away and his fans are out there? And, you know, they have the fear of, you know, maybe at the max. I think Trump's polls today were 36. I don't even know how it could be that high. But to me, those people have always been among us, but they've been hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that they'll just go right back into hiding because they have no courage.
I don't know.
You know, if they don't have a Hitler in the White House encouraging all this madness, and you saw it at his rallies, beat him up, throw that guy out, I'll pay your law, mm-hmm. I'll pay your legal bills, I'll do this, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cops, don't be so gentle when you're arresting somebody. Then the women shaming, the name calling, she's a horse face, this, that, the other thing. Turning against his own attorneys. Speaking of attorneys, what do you think about Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, God. He was bad enough as mayor of New York.
Well, you know, he was another one.
He ruined our city.
I know. And let's not forget, he played a big part in 9/11. I thought for sure he'd never show his face again. And yet here he is. And I was reading that he doesn't want his epitaph to read that he lied for Trump.
The way he's going, I mean, he's not helping Trump.
No, he's probably helping Mueller's case every time he opens his mouth.
I mean, the man is totally, what can I say, ridiculous? That's not a strong enough word.
Right. Well, you know, look, you and I have lived through a lot of false flags in this country. And I always say just because it's a false flag doesn't mean that real people didn't die, okay? But when you look at all these lies, all this crap, you know, and then you had people that honestly believed, Bev, when Trump said he was going to reopen the investigation into 9/11. I couldn't mm-hmm. believe anybody could be that gullible.
What can I tell you?
Then you had the other ones, he's finally going to release the JFK records. And I'm like, yeah, no, he won't. And he didn't.
No, of course not. I am of the suspicion ever since the JFK assassination that every president has been warned to either toe the line as to what the biggies want or remember what happened to JFK.
Exactly. Well, you know, if they could kill a president, they can kill anybody.
Remember what Ben Franklin said, if I can paraphrase it, that people who would give up a little liberty for security have neither.
Exactly.
So you keep them scared, and will go give you the, all this security. I mean, wherever we go today, there are cameras. People have cameras all over their houses.
Right.
You have a program on this, what's it called, Discovery ID, about see no evil or something, about how great these cameras are in catching criminals.
Right.
Well, I mean, we have no privacy.
Listen, my sister bought a new car. Forget what make it is, because I'm not a car person. But as a gift, get this, Bev, as a gift for buying the new car, they sent her a free Alexa. She calls and tells me this, and I, you know me, I go right off the handle. I start flying right off the handle. I said, you don't want that thing in your house.
No,
you know,
no
blah,
way.
Blah, blah, this. And to me, it's like, when did we become so lazy that we can't flip on a light switch?
Oh, I keep warning people about their smartphones.
Right.
How they can track you.
I still don't have one. Everybody hates me because I don't have a cell phone.
No, I don't have one.
Right. They're like, what are you, a cave woman? How come you don't have a cell phone? What do you do?
I have a
what
cell
do you...
phone, but I don't have a smartphone. I have one of the old flip phones.
Well, that's a smart move, but listen, I don't want to be bothered no matter where I am. A phone to me is an intrusion in my space.
You know, if I use that phone once a year,
right.
That's about it.
Yeah, well, try to find a flip phone today. You know, and you listen, my TV...
I understand they're coming back. I don't know.
Listen, my TV blew, and even if you go to
smart
Amazon...
TV?
Yeah, if you go to Amazon and you look for a replacement television... that isn't a smart TV, they, out of all, you know how Amazon has thousands of pages on everything you want to buy. There were only three that weren't smart TVs. Three.
I know a friend bought one, and I warned her. I said, have your son turn that off. It's the same thing I warned my cousin with her laptop. I said, you put a piece of tape across that camera.
Oh, I have a little sticker on my cameras. So they're going to see a bright orange color. So, but I mean, listen, and people are realizing it because, you know, a lot of my friends have their phones and we'll be sitting around in a conversation. Their phones are supposedly off. They go home and whatever we were talking about pops up as ads on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can people not see this? And how can they, you know, and you hear the same old crap. I'm not doing anything wrong, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
I said, but when they want to set you up, it doesn't matter if you're doing anything right or wrong, like these DNA kits, okay? All of a sudden, it's so important for people to know that where their ancestry came from, and who even knows if their results are accurate.
Thing. I mean,
right.
I've warned people about that. I said, you don't want to do that.
Exactly. What
but
are they going to do with your DNA? Right. Maybe they'll make a clone out of you, like in Woody Allen's movie, Bananas.
Well, it's not so much that. And especially for the young ones who are still working age, once they've got their DNA, you know, they can check to see what diseases they might develop and not get a job. I mean, it's crazy.
Right, and then let's not leave out the fact. How do you know those results are even accurate, that they're not the same results they're sending to everybody that looks like you?
I have no idea. I want no part of it.
Me either. But listen, I've had, you know, members of my own family who, for God knows what reason, want to find if they have more relatives out there. And I'm like, don't we already have enough relatives that you don't talk to? And if you want to get real, everybody is a relative of yours. Okay? The whole human race is a relative of yours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to me how... we had the hopes for technology bringing people together, but what it's done is isolated people and turned them up against each other.
Well, we live in a binary world. It's either on or off, and people don't understand that. And this is an abuse of technology in my book.
Absolutely.
When we're spying on everybody, I don't know what the government is doing with all this stuff. They're probably recording this phone call right now.
I know, and it pisses me off. If they want to listen to my show, they should buy a subscription. Maybe I should send the government one of those petitions and ask them for $5 each.
Oh, what a world.
So let me ask you this. Who do you think, if anybody, is behind Trump or telling Trump what to do or say? And I won't hold you to it because this is like the biggest puzzle in the universe.
Who's behind Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's behind him.
I mean, people are saying now Jared Kushner is the only person left in the White House. He's got no advisors except for the Nazi Stephen Miller. Do you think it's, you know, because to me, yeah, I think Russia's a big part in what's going on, especially since they're lifting the sanctions. But Israel was too. They had a big part in throwing the election. The Saudis. You know, it's like people trying to say 9/11 happened from one country when we know better than that.
You know, I just run out of words on this stuff. It is just mind-boggling.
I know. And, you know, some people are like, you know, are these people going to take Trump out when they don't have any more use for him or this and that? And Trump does have a tremendous fear of being murdered or poisoned.
I saw a thing this morning. I don't know if it's on Raw Story or Huffington Post. I don't know if you look at those.
Yes, I do. Raw Story is one of my other favorite
sites.
That
Trump is afraid of losing the support of Hannity.
Well, he does talk to him last thing at night every night. They're on the phone together, whispering sweet nothings to each other.
And now we're playing up Ann Coulter again.
I don't understand how, you know, how people can still pay attention to Fox. I mean, listen, they are the outstanding winner of the propaganda campaign out there.
You know, I have never watched Fox News, and any place that I've been where it's been on, I either ignore it or try to get it shut off. Maybe I should look at it and see what the heck they're doing.
Well, you know what? The only person really worth watching on Fox News is Shepard Smith. He's the only one
He must be the token.
Yeah, he's the token. And they just renewed his contract for big bucks. You know, people thought they'd get rid of him because he's taking Trump on. And he always has. And sometimes, I'll tell you what, just his deadpan delivery and the faces he makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh out loud because I can't even imagine sitting there having to tell these stories. And he's very snide and he's got great sarcasm. And even just his facial gestures. But the rest of them, you know, I was watching the hearings. That's another thing. It feels like we have hearings on TV all the time now, okay? It's like politics 24/7. People can't escape it anymore. I'm watching these intense hearings, whatever is going on. I forget which one it was. And I flip over to Fox and they were talking about, I don't know, some giant fish some guy caught. And I'm like, okay.
Was that the bar hearings?
It may have been. And I'm like,
I got a kick when he was asked about the emoluments clause and he didn't even know what it was.
Exactly. So here's another danger to mankind. I mean, Ralph Nader wrote a great piece about Barr.
What's in the Constitution, right?
Of course. But you know, the Democrats will sweep him in.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, you think about what happened with Merrick Garland, and then you look at all the accusations against Kavanaugh and that other deadbeat Gorsuch, as I call. And I just knew the Democrats will just sweep this in. So, you know, when I look at everybody commenting on how the new Democrats coming in are taking on the old, I'm happy about it.
Oh, so am I.
I'm thrilled. Because they're dinosaurs too. You know, they're people that need to go. And listen, even though I'm a senior, I don't believe that we should have anybody in office at the ages these people are in office. They cannot identify with the majority of Americans. They're still living in the past and want to bring us back.
Well, I think one can.
Well, Bernie.
Yeah, but I'm totally excited about him right now and I think he's going to be too old, and that would be Bernie Sanders.
Well, you know, if the DNC didn't do their dirty tricks against Bernie, we wouldn't have Trump in the White House.
That's true. I don't know. As far as all these Democrats, I think they're talking about 20 or 30 of them are going to try to run for president. Well, I mean, please.
It'll be like the Republicans in the last election. You remember that stage? What did they have, 16 people on it?
Mm-hmm.
One worse than the next?
But I don't know. I don't. Right now, I don't cotton to any of them. I sort of like Elizabeth Warren, but again, she's all Israel. Kamala Harris is Attorney General of California. We're shoving it to the blacks.
Right.
O'Rourke, I don't know about him.
Well, I think he's got the personality and the youth vote going. You know, when people start calling
but
him the white Obama.
Some strange things and
yeah,
some strange votes.
And he has voted a lot Republican, and that's what people don't know.
Right.
You know, but now we're in, you know, when I see Trump getting cheered at one of his Hitler rallies, all I see is Americans now just want a celebrity, not anybody that knows the job or is qualified for the job, not a Harvard graduate, not a Rhodes Scholar. They just want a celebrity. You know, let's make Oprah president. You know, let's make George Clooney.
She's probably better than Trump.
She's
so stupid.
Let's make George Clooney president. You know,
oh, Lord.
Trying to think of that rapper. That rapper that was in the White House, I can't remember his name, the one that's married to the
Kanye West?
Yeah, the Kardashian guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we have whores and pimps in the White House on both sides. So, you know, years ago I did a show, I don't remember, I've interviewed thousands of people in these 20 years. But the man had said something that was so true. He says, what's wrong with Americans that we celebritize the worst among us? It's never a teacher. It's never a scholar. It's never anybody that just came up with a cure. It's always the worst among us. And now we have the worst among us in and out of the White House.
Yep.
And to me, that's the people's house. It's not a place where you bring in a football team and serve them hamburgers and cold fries. I mean, how denigrating was that to the White House?
Mm-hmm.
And people thought that was great. And he actually believes that top athletes, that's their favorite food. Top athletes would never eat food like that.
And then he goes and tweets that about hamburgers.
And can't even spell. Even the word country, he typed that wrong with spell check. How does that happen? So I don't know if you and I are going to do our annual show next year. Because I don't know where this world's going to be next year. But I always look forward to it.
I do too.
And even though I keep saying I'm going to get you on before the year passes again.
Yes, I know. And I keep getting involved in this, that, and the
other
thing.
Every day it's like you're torn in a million different places. But I will absolutely try to get you back on sooner than that, Bev. I do want to thank you so much for today, though, and everything you do and your stick-to-itiveness.
Oh, I thank you too, lady, and you do such great work.
Thank you, Bev. You're a true patriot. We'll talk again.
All righty.
Take good care.
You too.
Bev Conover, intrepidreport.com. Check it out. Tomorrow, after my show, I'm going to be guest on Richie Allen's show at 11:05 Mountain Time, U.S. So you'll want to tune in to Richie's show. He's excited to have me back. And, of course, next week I'm going to have John Potash back on the show. He's got a great new film out we're going to be talking about. So thank you for supporting the show. Please let others know the few voices out there that need to be supported. Tell them, forget those $5 in the mail for all these campaigns that never end. And put your money where our mouths are because, man, we're in it with you. Make no mistake about it. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.